A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Obey the voice of the Lord your God, keeping those commandments and laws of his that are written in his book of this law. And you shall return to the Lord your God with all your heart and soul. For this law that I enjoin on you today is not beyond your strength or beyond your reach. It is not in heaven, so that you need not wonder, who will go up to heaven for us and bring it down to us, so that we may hear it and keep it. Nor is it beyond the seas, so that you need to wonder, who will cross the seas for us and bring it back to us, so that we may hear it and keep it. No, the word is very near to you. It is in your mouth and in your heart for your observance." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to the Lord.
The precepts of the Lord gladden the heart. The precepts of the Lord gladden the heart. The law of the Lord is perfect. It revives the soul. The rule of the Lord is to be trusted. It gives wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord gladden the heart. The precepts of the Lord are right. They gladden the heart. The command of the Lord is clear. It gives light to the eyes. The precepts of the Lord gladden the heart. The fear of the Lord is holy, abiding forever. The decrees of the Lord are truth, and all of them just. The precepts of the Lord gladden the heart. They are more to be desired than gold, than the purest of gold, and sweeter are they than honey from the comb. The precepts of the Lord gladden the heart.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Christ Jesus is the image of the unseen God, and the firstborn of all creation. For in him were created all things in heaven and on earth, everything visible and everything invisible. Thrones, dominations, sovereignties, powers, all things were created through him and for him. Before anything was created, he existed, and he holds all things in unity. Now the church is his body. He is its head. As he is the beginning, he was first to be born from the dead, so that he should be first in every way, because God wanted all perfection to be found in him, and all things to be reconciled through him and for him, everything in heaven and everything on earth, when he made peace by his death on the cross. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a lawyer who, to disconcert Jesus, stood up and said to him, "Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And he said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? He replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. You have answered right, said Jesus. Do this, and life is assured. But the man was anxious to justify himself and said to Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, a man was once on his way down to Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of brigands. They took all he had, beat him, and then made off, leaving him half dead. Now a priest happened to be traveling down the same road, but when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. In the same way, a Levite who came to the place saw him and passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion when he saw him. He went up and bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them. He then lifted him on his mount, carried him to the inn, and looked after him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, handed them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and on my way back I will make good any extra expense you have. Which of these 3 do you think proved himself a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of brigands? The one who took pity on him, he replied. Jesus said to him, go and do the same yourself. The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear friends in Jesus Christ, it's a beautiful gospel. A scribe came to Jesus. His name is not mentioned. And the intention is mentioned. He came to disconcert him. And his question is very basic, is it not? He asked the same question as you and me ask. What should I do to inherit the eternal life? And Jesus said, what do you read? Actually, that should not be the answer. The answer should be clear. What do you have to do? And Jesus placed another statement. What do you read? That means always the Israelite, the layers, the lawyers, or the scribes, they bear a belt which includes a small, very thin portion of the Deuteronomy, the Torah. And Jesus was asking, take that one and read. What do you read? And he said 4 statements. Love your God with all your mind, soul, strength, and with your all capacity in one sense. Love your neighbor as yourself. That was enough. The things are now clear. But Jesus further plays another story. The question is, pertaining question is, who is your neighbor? It would be better to ask, am I a good neighbor to the other one? And the story says, a man coming from Jerusalem to Jericho, coming down, because Jerusalem is a hillside, Jericho is a down, so he might have gone for business. So practically a businessman coming from Jerusalem to Jericho. It's only 15 kilometers. Some of the historians say at that time there would be around 12,000 robbers. And they attacked him. Now the scenery is totally different. There comes the first one, fortunately or unfortunately, a priest. Then comes the Samaritan. Now there are only less than 1,000 Samaritans in the world. Very precisely, 800 Samaritans exist. And the third one is the Samaritan. So the priest, Levite, and the Samaritan. And the Samaritan helped. He took a very risk. His life is really threatened. Even then, he took all the power to help him. He gave two denarii. Two denarii would be enough, sufficient for lodging and food for 3 weeks. And he again said, I would come and meet you after 2 weeks. And the gospel ends by saying, go and do the same. This is the gospel passage. So there are three kinds of perception, philosophical people, three characters. The priest said, a legalism. What is mine, I won't part it with you. And the philosophy of the thieves, they said, what is yours is mine, and I will take it by force. And the philosophy of Samaritan said, what is mine is yours as well, I shall share it with you. So three kinds of people. Practically, Jesus says, we need to have a compassion. Actually, the word compassion in its Latin origin is cum passion. That means with passion. If you do something with passion, that becomes compassion. Otherwise, it may not be. So why don't we do something with passion? That's not our primary intention of meditation. Jesus says, the world needs kindness. We do not know what sort of battles other people are fighting. Often a soft word after the mass, a greeting. Even if I do not know the other person, just to say hello, just to say a greeting, just ask, how are you keeping? The same question in front of the Lord, don't we ask the one who is sitting near to you in this church, is he a neighbor or a stranger? Am I treating him or her just like a priest, Levite, or the Samaritan? We have been sitting in this church for many years. Do we know the one who is sitting near to me? how I ever greeted him or her? That is our question. It doesn't stop there. The other day I was reading the conversion story of Rian Sigler. Rian Sigler is the co-founder of the Satanic Worshippers in South Africa. He says his experience. He was a Satanic co-founder, and I quote him, he says, "I think the reason a lot of people resonate with Satanism is they come from a very broken place and are very much hurted. And I, in my life, have never experienced unconditional love of God." And his story goes ahead. "One day I met a woman working for the station, and I told her, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in Jesus exists because I don't." After hearing my story, that lady kissed me, hugged me, and she held me in a way that I have never been loved. And Sigler says, that is my conversion. Very recently, only 2 months back, he converted to the Christianity. We all have a Jericho road. What I want to, in parenthesis, says, we all have a Jericho road. Maybe from our house to the church, from our church to the house, even where people are being robbed of their dignity, their material goods, of their value as human being. The Jericho road may be our own home, the place where we are taking care of our mother or father, husband or wife, even children. We may find our spouse, children, parents lying wounded by bitter words, scathing criticism, emotional or physical abuses. So we need a Jericho road in our life. Maybe in the same family we need a Jericho road. In the church we need a Jericho road. I was reading a delightful story of Shalom Aleichem, a Hebrew Jewish man. And he says his story. He was sitting, the old man sitting on a crowded bus. And the young man who was standing next to him asked, "What time is it now?" And the old man refused to reply. But the old man's friend came to him and asked, "You were so cruel, or you weren't very nice to him when he asked the time, what time is it?" And the old man replied, "If I have given him the time of the day, next he would want to know where I am going. Then he might talk about my interest. If we did that, he might invite himself to my house for dinner. If he did, he would meet my lovely daughter. If he met her, they would both fall in love. I don't want my daughter marrying someone who can't afford a watch. So, how people's perception? What God wants us to love others? A gentle touch, a hug in the morning, to the couples, a gentle touch on children, maybe a coffee after the Mass, and a laugh when you go outside the church. Just greet, even if I do not know anyone, because we are one body, one people. And we need a heart of mercy, encouragement, appreciation, thank you. Even within every society, there is fear of those who are different, who differ from us in religion, skin color, races, dress, languages. So the parable invites us to make them neighbor. We need to take a Jericho road. We need a good Samaritan eye. I mean a kind and sympathetic eye. Look the other one with a Samaritan eye. Take a Jericho road. Amen.